Radio Global Link.
2025 to mark final junior secondary external examinations. Zambia LPG Association downplays safety fears over gas stove use. And Cameroon sees record 81 presidential hopefuls ahead of October polls. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Minister of Education Douglas Yakalima has announced that the 2025 junior secondary external and junior secondary school leaving examinations will be the last of their kind under the 2013 Zambia Education Curriculum Framework. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Yakalima explained that the decision aligns with the implementation of the 2023 Zambia Education Curriculum Framework. Mr. Yakalima noted that students who enter Form 1 in 2025 will progress to Form 2 in 2026 without the need to sit for the junior secondary external exams. He further stated that pupils who fail the 2025 junior secondary external exams and choose to repeat grade 9 in 2026 would not gain any academic advantage, as they would still require 4 years to qualify for the school certificate examinations in 2029. Considering the timeline, it is more beneficial for candidates who fail the 2025 exams to start afresh in Form 1 in 2026 and complete their school certificate in Form 4 in 2029, said Mr. Yakalima. He urged all stakeholders to support the ministry's ongoing educational reforms, which are aimed at transforming Zambia into a prosperous middle-income nation by the year 2013. Opposition New Heritage Party President Chalakateka has expressed concern over a leaked audio recording allegedly involving members of parliament, describing it as a reflection of the country's declining standards in governance and political ethics. Ms. Kateka said the contents of the widely circulated audio reportedly discussing the controversial Bill 7 are both shocking and disheartening, arguing that the recording reveals a worrying lack of integrity and accountability among the nation's elected leaders. Whether the audio is real or AI-generated, the mere fact that such conversations are being linked to members of parliament is a national embarrassment that shows how far the nation has strayed from values that should underpin good governance, said Ms. Kateka. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Ms. Kateka criticized government's response, saying dismissing the recording as artificial intelligence generated only raises more questions than answers. She has since challenged President Hakainde Hichilema to address the nation on the matter and take decisive action against any members of parliament involved.
Their comment on Bill 7 is an indication that even the people in the UPND were not for Bill 7. Audio is telling us. So it has left me very, very sad and thinking that when are we going to lift our standards up as a nation and start to live at the level of integrity that is expected of a Christian nation?
The Zambia Liquefied Petroleum Gas Association has downplayed growing public concerns over the safety of using liquefied petroleum gas, particularly in relation to gas stoves. Association President Obed Chuluba assured the public that LPG is safe for domestic use as long as basic safety precautions are followed, such as turning off the gas after use. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Chiluba said fears surrounding gas use are largely due to misinformation and the fear of the unknown. He noted that there has been a noticeable increase in the use of LPG since the onset of load shedding, as houses seek alternative energy sources for cooking. Landlords are encouraged to allow tenants to use gas stoves as they are a safe and efficient option when used responsibly, said Mr. Chiluba. The association has reiterated its commitment to educating the public on proper handling and safety practices for LPG to ensure widespread and confident adoption.
That in fact the best when they are constructing these houses, the best they can do is even just to put these cylinders outside and just know the normal piping and let it go in there, so that whoever tenant comes, if they want to use the gas stove, they can just connect to it, and that will safeguard their properties. And like going with the cylinder inside the house, I think that fear can be taken care of.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has cautioned members of the public against setting up illegal car washes in the city, warning that such activities are damaging essential infrastructure. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mamba said the council has observed that some individuals operating unauthorized car washes are vandalizing water supply systems to access water for their businesses. The council has noted with dismay that some illegal car wash operators have resorted to tampering with the water reticulation system to create makeshift water sources, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Osaka today. She emphasized that the establishment of car washes must follow legal procedures, and any violations will attract strict penalties. While affirming the council's commitment to supporting legitimate businesses as a means of fostering economic growth, Ms. Mwamba said such growth must be pursued within the confines of the law.
Have resorted to illegally disconnecting the water reticulation system to create sources of water for their businesses. The local authority will not tolerate vandalism to public infrastructure and illegal trading activities in the central business district or anywhere in the city. Anyone found guilty of perpetrating illegality will face the full force of the law. The local authority advises residents to adhere to council guidelines and assist in maintaining law and order in the city. The council remains committed to supporting businesses to foster economic development in the city.
In African news, Cameroon's electoral body has received a record 81 applications for the upcoming presidential elections set for October, with a deadline closing at midnight on Monday. Among the contenders are several familiar faces, including Bello Boba Maigiri, Maurice Kamto, and Gabriel Libby, all making second bids and running under new party banners. Despite the high number of candidates, women remain underrepresented. Only 7 female aspirants have filed their nominations. Coming up shortly, World Health Organization condemns Israeli attacks on facilities in Gaza. This and more, stay tuned.
Warning.
My hands have always experienced the heavy, painful loads of water and holding up firewood on my head, but never the opportunity to sit in class and hold a book.
Every child has the right to education. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. The World Health Organization WHO says its ground offensive in central Gaza has compromised its efforts to continue working after its facilities came under attack. The UN agency accused Israeli forces of attacking a building housing its staff and their families on Monday and mistreating those sheltering there. Its main warehouse was also attacked and destroyed. The Israeli military has not yet commented.
Sports update.
Seven-time Grand Slam winner Venus Williams has celebrated victory in the last 16 of the women's doubles at the Washington Open after 16 months away from tennis. The 45